Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net. The Weedsman Podcast Nugget is presented every Tuesday by the new comic book Stoner Joe and the Bunny, available at stonerjoe.com. You can also follow Stoner Joe on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. If you love weed and comic books like the Weedsman do, then you'll love Stoner Joe the Bunny, available now at stonerjoe.com. That's Stoner Joe the Bunny, available now at stonerjoe.com. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Got the double snowman.
The double snowman?
88.
Oh. Hey, clever.
Rob's looking at me like, what's happening?
Yeah, I don't know that
the
term.
Kids call it?
How to get in this room? Who are you guys?
I know Chris. Michael Irvin, and I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
There you go, Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin's in the studio. No,
not I'm really.
Is he 88? Is he's the double snowman?
He is the 88.
Man, I think snowman's probably the wrong word to use with Michael Irvin. Or the
no,
the
he was probably
word.
the original snowman of the Dallas Cowboys locker room.
He loved cocaine and
cocaine,
hookers, strippers.
After 5 days on the road with the car, somebody tries to kill me.
What?
I was in a very close call on the way home from work today in my still new to me vehicle. There's a lineup for the exit onto another freeway, and this guy's sitting in line and all of a sudden just decides to pull out.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I slammed on the brakes, but there was no way I could avoid hitting him unless I went around him, and there was already somebody coming up in that lane. I was lucky that they were quick enough to react and go around me, although they didn't even seem to slow down. They were just like, God, fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Just speeds around me. But it was tight. Like, I had two people on either side of me, like, nearly touching my car.
We're pretty much just, we're just bracing to get hit at that point. Like, I'm going to get hit by another automobile.
I was certain it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And the first thought that goes through my head is, like, I just got this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I know. That's my car. I just got that. But
so what happens,
I was lucky
Donnie.
I'm not saying that I have fast reactions. I just don't overreact in situations like that. So it was slam on the brakes, pull the wheel over, and then I can't really do anything else from there.
Yeah.
You know, not like...
I've done all I can.
I've seen a lot of people avoid an accident only to get themselves into an accident. Where, like, if they were in my case and they saw that car coming up on the other side of them, they'd swerve back over and slam into the other guy because they overcorrect. I don't know, I'm just saying, having slow reactions sometimes helps.
Helped you today?
It did.
On the road again.
And also, if you read the news, you'll probably want to smoke pot and forget about it.
Oh, why it's going on?
I mean, on top of all the normal shit of the presidential election and war and terrorism, we have ridiculous stories like the affluenza teen. He's back in the news. Remember this guy?
Fuck this kid.
Yeah. What a loser.
Did you see? I threw you his picture.
Him just looking stoned out of his mind.
He does look really stoned, doesn't he?
Yeah. That's what I thought when you sent it to me. I'm like, who's this picture of this stone guy?
Right. He's got not only are his lids quite sunken, but like one eye is kind of more closed than the other.
He looks like an asshole.
He looks like an asshole. And he's apparently rich, or his family is. So why can't he get a real haircut?
Isn't this what the kids do nowadays? They get their haircut to make it look like they have a shitty haircut?
Yes.
Doesn't this look like the kind of haircut you give yourself when you're five?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
exactly.
Like,
perfect example.
I cut my own hair, and I can get it a lot more even than that, especially when you're talking about your bangs. Like, he's got basically bangs,
right?
But he can't cut them straight. But yeah, do you know about this guy, Rob?
I've heard stories.
You know what affluenza is?
I know it's not a sickness.
Yeah.
I know that it involves something with being overindulged.
This guy's named Ethan Couch. He's 18 years old.
His name sounds like he's an asshole.
It does, doesn't it? Couch?
Ethan Couch sounds like the villain from a ski movie in the 80s.
Well, he killed, what was it, four people? in an auto accident. He was drunk driving. And this asshole got, this is what he was sentenced to. 10 years of drug and alcohol free probation.
Right? Okay, so he has to be normal.
Right. And apparently this was too much for him to handle.
So wow. He got 10 years of non-reporting probation.
No, he has to report.
Or,
I would imagine so. Non-drinking, non-smoking probation.
I review reporting as they check your fluids. Yeah, I'm sure part of probation is showing up and talk to somebody once a week.
But they've got him on a no-drinking, no-drugs probation, so they have to be testing him in some way.
Oh, I'm misunderstanding. Okay.
There you go.
So it's too much for... You ended four people's lives, and
they said you can't drink or smoke for 10 years.
Instead of going to jail,
he went to
being somebody's bitch,
which he should have.
Right.
So this was too much for this dick face to handle.
Right. So him and his mom go to Mexico.
Oh God.
There was like a 2-week manhunt.
Did
for
they
this
go in that guy's hat?
This numbskull.
Yeah. Snuck him in that guy's huge hat.
Nice.
Well, apparently he's coming back. They've captured the mother, who is going to be sentenced, is going to be prosecuted for assisting
being a cunt.
Aiding and abetting.
No, what's it called?
Aiding and abetting an asshole.
No, what's it called when you're an escaped prisoner?
Fugitive.
A fugitive. Thank you. Aiding a fugitive.
So watching that a couple weeks ago. Harrison Ford pretending to be a Mexican janitor in the hospital, saves a kid's life. Right. Sorry.
Here it is. The psychologist at Couch's trial sparked outrage by saying in his defense that Couch was so wealthy and spoiled he could not tell the difference between right and wrong. Hence, it was a victim of
affluenza. That's the fucking parents' job. So they should...
Right. Well, yeah, we have a system in place when people aren't correctly taught right and wrong.
Yeah, it's called
the legal
jail.
System. Yeah. It's called going to jail. And, you know, 4 years of jail time, which is probably the minimum that he should have served, would have made him understand the difference between right and wrong.
I'd say five years per life he took would be appropriate.
And I don't even consider...
Two decades would be appropriate.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Take some
for drunk driving.
Forced black cock in your anus.
For drunk driving.
Killed four people.
Yeah.
It should be life.
But it's... Come on. For drunk driving.
Yeah,
be
he killed
reasonable.
Four people.
Life. I know he killed...
I'm sorry.
It's manslaughter.
You're not going to agree with... I'm not going to agree with
it's
you on any level.
Slaughter.
You should be...
Amen.
Life in jail.
I'm not saying any of us...
I do.
There's a big difference in the legal system between intentional murder and drunk driving and killing somebody.
But hey, all I'm saying is everybody in this room has gotten behind the wheel after they've had a couple drinks, but we've also all been in the state where we also been like, we've all been the like, I'm not operating a vehicle state. Like, we've all been in...
Yeah. Well, but some people don't have that same... they don't have any thought process other than I'm fine because they're probably alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's diseased in any way, it's probably alcoholism. I think he should have served jail time, and he probably will now.
Hopefully, yeah.
You know, he's being extradited to the U.S., but I don't know. I'm not as hardcore as you guys are.
He got behind the wheel. He was trying to get home. He didn't plan on killing anybody. But, you know, you're saying is that common sense should be, if you know that you just drank a whole lot of alcohol, you shouldn't be getting behind the wheel because you can't control that car. But that wasn't there because most alcoholics don't have that. They don't have that kill switch, you know, or the brain.
Right. They're constantly, I'm fine. Right. I drive better when I'm drunk or whatever their excuse is.
Or wear my hat backwards when I drive home drunk and I can drive straight. No, you can't, asshole.
Didn't this time.
I just like to ride the curb. It tells me where to go.
I find if you stay on the sidewalk, it gives you a nice straight line to guide you.
Yeah, exactly.
Abe Vigoda is dead.
Oh,
at 94.
When did this happen?
What do you mean? Oh, he's 94.
It's, no, but when
he lived a great life.
Sure.
First of all, until a couple years ago, I already thought he was dead.
You cocksucker. Oh, he's like 27. Well,
pull up a picture of him. Let's look at recent.
Oh, recent.
Abe Vigoda. From The Godfather.
He's going to look like he's dead already.
The guy had the best jawline in the business. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, that's part of what I wanted to bring up, because look at his jaw is like everybody gets the large sagging ears when they get to be an old man like that, but his jaw was sagging too.
Yeah, like, it was.
Compare the difference between him in The Godfather.
He was in Good Burger.
And he was
I forgot about that. There's a correlation there. If most people don't know that joke, but...
Well, no, that was kind of a private Facebook thing that I did, where I was looking for where to get a good burger, and I posted a picture for the movie.
Yep.
So look at how huge his chin got.
Yeah, it's like sagged in the middle.
Right.
It's like one big tit.
Right, and a lot of people don't know this. Abe Vigoda's face, the inspiration for Claymation.
Or Clayface, Batman character.
I mean, his whole head got progressively longer.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know. I took this opportunity to make fun of a dead man.
Yeah, we did.
You know, I've never seen The Godfather. Have I mentioned that?
Really?
I haven't either.
Well, but you've never seen anything.
Yeah, you disqualified from everything, man. But yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I mean, I've seen parts.
I've seen 1 and 2, but I haven't seen 3. And everyone tells me I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, that's the common knowledge. I mean, even me, who have never seen any of them all the way through,
I've
know
heard
that
3 is a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Right. But wasn't that the one that, what's his name, put his daughter in? It's the director.
Coppola.
Yeah.
His daughter, Sophia.
Yeah.
Sophia. Went on to make Suicide Virgins.
Yep. Suicide Virgins.
Great movie.
And that other one that everyone says is boring. Lost in Translation.
It's not boring. I mean, a lot of people say, yeah, but it's not boring.
It was slow, and you had to kind of read into the characters to figure out what was going on.
Right.
And it was kind of ambiguously ended in most people's minds. But I think they were trying to find a story that they didn't realize they looked past the story.
Right.
The story was merely the relationships that we have with people when we're out of our element.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I've known this to happen to plenty of people. They go away on, like, extended vacation, go like, you know, on a vacation for, like, 2 weeks, and they do shit and hang out with people that they never would.
Right.
You know, they make That's decisions true. That they would never do with their peers around them. And this was certainly, you felt like there was like some kind of spark between the two characters, but understanding that that spark was really just the fact that they are finding a friendship that they wouldn't normally find if they were back home surrounded by their peers.
Right.
Right? It was only the fact that they were two people that were completely out of their element in completely foreign land that brought them together.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, age that dictated the relationship, which was a nice thing.
Right.
That. A lot of people had to look past that.
Right. They thought it was going to be about some creep who was macking on some girl younger than him.
Right.
Because he was just some washed-up actor. And that wasn't the story.
Right, so exactly.
They completely missed the point.
And I go back to your statement about some people thought it was boring.
Yeah.
I think it's just because the general public just doesn't want to pay attention to movies. They just want everything shoveled to them.
It was boring because the movie expects you to put some work into it.
Right.
And if you're not putting anything into it, then there's nothing there.
Right. And
it's like when a chick chick complains of sex being boring, and all they did was lay there. Well, what did you bring to the table?
Right, exactly.
You
know, yeah.
Did you try and spice it up a little bit? Did you try and get it going the direction you thought it should go?
Well, right. Yeah.
It's on you.
Showing up doesn't count.
Right. And if you ever hear any like director interview, he's always like, I'm wanting to make the viewers inspire them to do this, or I want them to see what this is. They're making them do something. It's not just,
making them be involved and actually think about, you know.
Don't just sit there and stare at the screen for 2.5 hours and go, okay.
Well, you know what? Instagram has proved America just wants to look at the pictures. We don't want to read anymore.
Well, you know.
Well, come on. Hey, Instagram has its purposes.
Yeah.
It at does. The Weedsman podcast.
Exactly.
They have the go look at our
a perfectly
page.
Good social media platform just because.
Yeah. People like pictures like me. I'm a graphic designer.
Rob likes pictures and he likes to pay attention to movies.
Yes. You
Ooh,
have
but it
to.
Means like it's a country where it stuck between kindergarten and first grade. Like, what's all these words doing in here? I just want to get the pictures.
Well, yeah. General public, you know, they don't want to pay attention anymore.
That's
oblivious.
Where we're at.
This is quite a serious
episode. Bring it up. We need to smoke something.
I know, right? Very special episode of the Weedsman podcast.
We're going to break it down here, people.
Here's a lighter story for you. Earlier today when we were planning when to record our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I had sent out, I'd questioned the three of us as to whether 8 o'clock would work, and Rob responded, 8 is great.
Mm-hmm.
Which... immediately made Chris and I think of the same thing because we both
not this
we both
yeah.
pulled no. up we both pulled up a picture of the count holding up the number 8 the count from Sesame
That's
Street
exactly yeah, we're the same
and I
we had an internet jinx.
I posted mine first, but mine didn't post correctly because I was doing it on my phone.
Yeah, it said OBJ on my end. I was like, whoa,
yeah, it
wow.
just had like a little generic icon, yeah. and it was supposed to be that. And then like his popped up right after, and I was like, oh, that was weird. It actually went through, and then I realized it came from Chris, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was actually trying to look for just some stupid like picture from like a kindergarten classroom, like, 8 is great.
Yeah,
and all that came up was the count holding up an 8.
Yeah, which is the quote.
We both Googled 8 is great. That was the first picture. We're like, oh, yeah, that's good.
That's where the quote came from. I was a Sesame Street kid.
That Sesame Street was at the Fox Theater today.
At a time...
all the Rugrats were about during my lunch hour.
Oh, yeah. The 8 is enough theme. At a time... this was like the
height... I've never seen an episode of this show.
This era was the height of TV theme songs, and this has got to be the lowest point of that. Isn't it the worst? It's one of the worst TV themes.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
And it's got all the elements, but except it's just not catchy. The performance is flat.
We all know the greatest TV theme song of all time anyway.
Oh, God.
Which no, one? This is the greatest
the Price
TV
is Right.
theme song
yeah, thank
ever.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No. Not this piece of shit.
No, this is the greatest TV theme song ever.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Come on.
No, it's not.
Dude, it's a charted number. It's the number one song.
Well, yeah, but it's not the greatest TV theme song because
yes,
this TV
think,
show sucked.
I think he might be
technically... oh, yeah, the TV show is garbage, but don't talk
right,
about the
so
theme
it
song.
It disqualifies
technically
it.
Speaking, you are correct, Chris. I mean, what other song written as a TV theme has actually charted?
That's true. I defy you to find somebody who hates this song.
Well, I don't know. That shouldn't be hard.
Rob,
nice
with
dance.
The two thumbs down.
Thumbs down
and a
dance.
Blown up face. Go full of shit. You like the song? You know what? Play a real theme song, you play Airwolf theme song. That's the real
the
theme
one
song.
That had no words.
Yeah, but it had power,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Play
Come
it.
Come on.
Play it.
Hit me with some air. You can't say it and not play it. Come on.
I mean, it was about a freaking helicopter with guns on the sides. It could shoot anything. Ernest Borgnine was part of the cast, for God's sakes.
TV's Ernest Borgnine?
Yes. Ooh, here it comes.
Yeah. Come on, doesn't that just get you pumped?
Makes no.
You
wanna... well, then you don't have blood in your body. You have ice cold water.
You work out to this music, Rob?
Oh, yeah. This would... I'd be like screaming at the top of my lungs. Yeah! Airwolf!
This is the theme song to Rob's shower every morning. It's pumped into his bathroom.
Yep. This is my whole day, actually.
How he wakes up. I like to pretend I'm doing a montage every time I get up.
You know, open the dryer, go, oh, there's my pants.
Take them out with a smile.
Running out the door to my car.
You were running out in slow motion.
Yeah.
Was it Billy Shatz on this show, or no, that was...
No.
No,
Billy
that was,
Shatz.
William Shatner.
Yeah.
No, that was T.J. Hooker.
Yeah.
Weren't these shows on, like, at the same time?
Same era, yeah. I would say, yeah. I think T.J. Hooker probably ran for longer.
See, I always saw this show, and I enjoyed it, but then I started thinking to myself, you know, Knight Rider's a lot like this, but the only difference is that the car, and it talks.
Right. But, well, that's what, you know, the 80s is when they realized they had to start stepping their game up.
Right.
Because in the 70s, they just put a really cool car in a show and everybody watched it.
Yeah.
And then they realized that while people are still watching Dukes of Hazzard, well, that was really the only show left where that was centered around a car.
Mm-hmm.
They needed some new ideas. So one of the new ideas, talking car,
put a guy in it.
Helicopter.
That series sucked. I'm sorry, you're showing a picture on the screen of that.
I don't know, they're playing
one. But this is the original.
They're playing the Hoffs theme song here.
Yeah, that shitty remake they did about, what, I want to say six years ago.
I didn't see any of that. They did a new Knight Rider?
Yeah, they put it in a Mustang.
Not many people did.
Yeah, they, no I'm a fan.
Nobody's riding Michael Knight.
That's what I was just thinking from Rick and Morty.
Yeah. And they call the show Knight Rider, Morty. Yeah. Ever think of that, huh? Nobody's riding Michael Knight.
Yeah. The car's name was Kit. The
car's name was Kit.
Yeah, was it called Kit Rider?
Yeah, Kit Rider. It's not as catchy as Knight Rider, I guess. Nobody wrote him, though. Except for the girls every week on the show.
Oh,
yeah. That's what it was really about.
That's why he's the Hoff, son.
Come on, Summer, that's the title of the art. Why was Knight Rider called Knight Rider? The car's name was Kit. Nobody rode Michael Knight. You're overthinking, Summer. I'm Tiny Rick. Is that why you're doing
this?
Here
we go.
You don't want me and Rick to be happy?
No.
Well, then get your shit together. Get it all together and put it in a backpack. All your shit. So it's together. And if you gotta take it somewhere, you know? Take it to the shit store and sell it. Or put it in a shit museum. I don't care what you do.
Do it.
You just gotta get it together. Get your shit together.
Such a great clip.
Get all your shit and put it in a backpack.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty rules. That is an astute observation.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody rode Michael Knight.
That's right. Chris, can you find the sound of styrofoam on YouTube?
Yeah, we got some styrofoam facts. We can talk about it.
Nice.
Is that what we smoked already?
Yes.
Yes, briefly. The most annoying sound in the world.
Oh, it's ASMR styrofoam. Yeah, that's not relaxing at all.
I'm sorry. It's really getting under my
skin. Making me anxious.
What the fuck?
You got the styrofoam.
Smells good. That's all you need to know. It's sticky.
It's that sticky, icky, icky.
It's that good cannabis.
You don't smoke styrofoam.
We are today.
Bad.
Yeah, it can kill you. Literally.
Well, this stuff won't kill you.
It'll make you feel good.
It'll make you call the cops on yourself?
Oh, God, please don't.
No, but literally, the name of the strain that we're smoking today is called styrofoam. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
It is styrofoam.
Why? That's such an odd name for
Yeah, you would think it'd have some sort of styrofoam qualities, like maybe breaking up into a little
it's round.
White.
Bad for the environment.
Yeah.
Well, did we find any information on styrofoam?
I kind of looked in briefly and didn't find anything.
No strain reviews on it?
No. Let me try again.
Here's something.
Oh, did you find
it? Styrofoam is a trademark brand of closed-cell extruded polystyrene foam made for thermal insulation and craft applications. It is owned and manufactured by the Dow Chemical Company. Oh, wait. That's actual styrofoam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No. Okay. Here it is. Born November 4th, 1973, Styrofoam was a Belgian one-man Glitch Electronica...
You saying, Aaron, that somebody needs to make a Styrofoam strain information?
I've never heard of this strain before. I wonder how popular it is.
I wonder if it's a local breed.
Yeah, is this another Green Room original?
Maybe. Is that a drum break that's used in a lot of things that was just on?
I wasn't really paying attention, bet, though. This track sounds choice for drum loops. I'm going to have to remember this. I'm writing this down. What are we listening to?
The Horn Band, Pink Styrofoam.
Part 1 and 2.
Did we just make this the track? Or did we have a track?
I don't know.
This is a pretty kick-ass song. I'm going to let it keep going.
There you go.
Any opinions on Styrofoam?
I like it around my Big Mac.
Wow, I mean, that's like throwing it back.
Keeps the hot side hot and the cold side cold.
Yeah.
Well, that's McDLT, sir. No, that was the doubly wasteful container. It was like two of them connected. Mother Earth screamed every time one was ordered.
Yep.
I never understood the point of that. Because they're making... Well, whatever. Don't get into the McDLT argument. We're talking about Styrofoam. So, what do we know from the dispensary? Sativa, indica,
hybrid.
It's a hybrid. Do they give you a percentage on the hybrid?
No, not at this particular dispensary. But yeah, from Green Room Official on Instagram.
Yes. Check them out.
Check out the song.
Yes,
it's
the song's
sweet. Got a funky taste to it.
Yes.
What is it? It's got like a weird aftertaste to it. Not displeasing, but like just slightly off-putting maybe. Kind of a chemical, like lemon pledgy type of...
Hey, Styrofoam!
Styrofoam. Oh. Maybe that's why they call it Styrofoam.
If somebody actually smokes Styrofoam and knows the taste of it, that would be crazy.
That would not be healthy.
No, not at all. Don't do it. We didn't tell you to smoke Styrofoam, the plastic.
But it does burn really cool. You know? I'm sure everyone's done that at some point. Yeah. Chuck the cooler lid into the fire and watch it just like contract into a ball.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a ghost with a garbage bag?
No.
This is another camping trip. A camping trick. You take one of those thick, like, lawn refuse trash bags.
The black bags?
Yeah. And you tie it up into as many knots as you can, and you get into this big wad of knots. Hang it from a tree and light it on fire, and it'll burn real slow. And these little, like, it'll melt and drip, and there'll be this little blue flame on the drip, and it'll make this sound that sounds like bzzz, bzzz, every time that it falls.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
It's pretty freaky. If you're high and camping sometime and you don't have anything
that
to look
happens,
at,
and you feel like fucking up the planet a little bit, burn a plastic bag.
Right, camping is just, you know, if you're going with the family, it's camping.
Right.
If you're going with dudes, it's getting high and getting drunk. If you're going with women, it's getting late.
Yep.
In the woods.
In the woods, in the tent, in the car.
In the creek.
In the creek. Yeah.
Anywhere.
In the canoe.
In the butt crack.
In the butt. Yeah. What's the strangest place you've ever had sex?
Yeah. In the butt.
Is this part two?
No.
What is this?
This is the next thing on the YouTube playlist.
Larry Ellis and the
Black It's called
Black
Funky
Hammer.
Jam or something.
I wonder what the Black Hammer meant.
We know exactly what it meant.
Yeah, that was euphemism for his cock.
Larry Ellis.
Hey, baby, you want to know where the Black Hammer is, you can see it after the show.
Because with a name like Larry Ellis and my cock, you can't get wedding gigs.
Right. So, Larry, Mr. Ellis, tell us about your band, the Black Hammer. Oh, that ain't my band.
Yeah.
But you want to know about the Black Hammer, we can turn this mic off.
Yeah.
Maybe there ain't no band around this Black Hammer. Just me.
I don't need no band. Hold my shit up.
Yeah. This is the Black Hammer right here.
Right. Black Hammer's got a mind of its own.
Yeah, I love music like this because the only white person involved was the record executive.
Right. And he's just standing back going, ha, ah, yes, I'm going to make money off this.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're talking about or doing, but the kids love this shit.
Yeah. Yep. All I imagine now is Jerry Heller from Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
That's all I picture now.
We're going to make you guys millionaires.
Yeah. Where's my money, Jerry?
That's good, though.
Yeah,
there's
like
so much
this.
Good funk music out there. Like,
yes.
Because it seems like there was a time period where funk bands would get together and make like a couple singles and then nobody would ever hear of them again.
Right. Yeah.
So there's all this great funk music out there that you're just not... going to find because they never had number one hits. They're not established names. They didn't have long careers even.
This playlist looks like it's full of them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find this playlist.
We were deep funk.
There were a couple places around Detroit that would do a funk night, and it was good. Hey, where'd my funk music
go? Yeah, where'd it go? Where'd it go?
No, you're just on ADD funk. Yeah, there were a couple nights.
Wow.
Different nights. I think involving the same DJs, though, around Detroit.
Look at that racist label.
Where they would do like monthly funk nights.
I know, right?
And the DJs would get together. They would have just crates of 7-inches like that. You know, big old jukebox 7-inches.
Wow.
And,
that's pretty
you know,
sweet.
Just fine. Every once in a while, they might throw in a James Brown song or something that you knew, but most of it was just shit you never heard before. And it was great, because it's kind of like techno. It's like, who cares who the artist is? Everybody's sweating their ass off in a dark room and getting fucked up. Let's just get down.
Come on, it sounds like my kind of good
You're
time.
You're really ruining my groove over
here. Yeah, what's up with you, man? You're killing it.
Everyone knows this one.
Oh, this has been sampled a bunch of times.
Hip-hop, techno.
Is this on a track on Paul's Boutique Anywhere? You seem to know that album pretty well.
Right here?
I don't know if any of this is.
Wu-Tang right here?
Man, I know the album well, but, like, I don't...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that...
Yep.
That's been sampled in so many things, though.
Oh, you want to...
No, you know what I think of when I hear that right there? You know what that's from?
Up from the 36 Chambers.
Nope. Bound together by brothers that's known to break... You ready?
Such a great...
Oh, shit.
Such a great...
Love this song.
Me too, bro. Love this song. Four or five brothers and a mother ship. Better known as a Dukes, and we all want to take a
hit. Where's the sample from?
I want to buy this album. The vinyl. I saw it at the store.
At some point, it puts the horn hits in from that Mohawk song.
Oh, okay.
Like, at some point, it does come in.
Yeah.
But money and fuck a bitch. Ice Cube's got drama hoes. That sounds so white when I do that.
Yes, you do.
Hey, it's loud. I'm Caucasian. Just as soon as my 11s hit the floor, cause I'm ready to hit the road like Mario Andretti. Yo, cause I'm steady mom. Hit the black Lakers gear.
Oh,
that's
for
from
sure.
Way back in the day.
I mean, never had it. You know, you always had the Sox, the Chicago White Sox had, the LA Raiders, when they were in LA. But, you know, yeah, it's a classic.
And it literally, you don't know how old this song is? You ready? You ready for this? It's 25 years old.
Wow.
I know, right? Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
I know.
How old is... I'm trying to remember that one that he did.
He's got to be pushing 50.
All right, time for... Bong hits. I don't fucking remember. I'm high. The news. Do the fucking news.
So Oregon has had legal marijuana for a little while now, but...
How's it going?
We're starting to see what the shape of the industry is going to be like.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because this is one of the interesting cases. Unlike Colorado, they are kind of rolling things out in stages.
Really?
All right.
Right. So they're, I mean, it's kind of, it's like what Washington, D.C. wanted to do before they got stymied by the federal government.
Right.
All they got to was decriminalize marijuana and make it legal to actually, not decriminalize, but make it legal to possess, but not to sell. And certainly not to have retail establishments. Is it Oregon fight song?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Make it?
Okay.
Those stupid ducks.
What? What did ducks do to you?
No, that's their mascot. Are they the mighty ducks? No, just regular ducks.
Why does it say Mighty Oregon?
Because they think they're
mighty. Oregon and then ducks.
Because they think their team's pretty badass.
Is this a hockey? Wait, hockey teams don't have themes like this.
They have a hockey team.
Right, but
this is a college.
Yeah,
this
college.
Is a university.
This is their fight song for.
Yes.
Does that? I thought that's just a football thing, though.
No,
does it apply to everything?
Every yes. sport.
Every sport, they do this?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, it's your school's. It's your school's fight song.
Yeah, they show up at swim meets and lifting events. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess my school had a song that was like this, my high school.
Yeah. Ours did,
Math
too.
Leap competitions? No?
Maybe.
Quiz Bowl?
Yes.
You think they do
have.
That? You think they get the whole band out for a Quiz Bowl?
No.
Because I was the marching band come through?
They probably bring one percussion.
No, I do not. Because, first of all, the band would be out a few musicians. At least at my high school they were.
Right.
Yeah. Too much crossover.
Yeah.
But you did Quiz Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah, of course you did. You got the brain for it.
I was co-captain 1 year and captain the other.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, man.
Nice.
How was it? That sounds like a lot of fun.
Check out the big brain of Chris.
Obviously, there's loads of pussy in it. No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
he had me excited for a minute.
Listen, we've got a back entrance and a limo waiting for you. You might want to just dip out right after
Quiz Bowl
the show.
People over here.
No,
this
but I can tell
VIP.
You, the high school I went to, we'd go to the competitions and everyone else was stereotypical. Typical. Your sweater vests, your overachievers. Uh-huh. Cumulative GPA of, like, you know, 4.25, and then you got to my high school and it was like stoners and geeks.
Like, you get ready for the Quiz Bowl.
It was like stoners and band nerds.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you, man. It was me and my one buddy, we would sometimes
nice.
Burn before the Quiz Bowl meet.
Hey, why not?
We're the bad boys of Quiz Bowl.
Well, the thing is,
that's great.
If you're going to smoke pot when you study, you should smoke pot when you test.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same with any situation. If you're going to, like, drink coffee when you study, you should be drinking coffee when you test. It'll trigger your memory.
That is true. I didn't think of that.
Now, if you didn't smoke pot when you studied and you smoked pot, well, you took your test, you'd probably fail.
Man, that smell good as hell, dog. I'm Jamal.
But wait, weren't we talking about Oregon?
Bring them nerves down too, huh, bro?
Yeah, if I study, huh? Take the test, huh? Get high school.
There you go.
Yeah. He's right.
He knew a long time ago.
he's got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to be high for the test, you got to study high. Well, anyway, off topic here, but so we have legal marijuana in Oregon, but it looks like they're not going to see actual
racist.
Sorry. They have legal cannabis and marijuana, but we're not going to see actual retail stores until last quarter of 2016. I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
What would take them so long? They're going to wait a whole year until they actually start taxing it and making some money off of it. But whatever, they want to make sure that it's done right. I mean, they have other states that they can look at now to see examples of. And
there's a Portland hipster joke in there somewhere.
Right.
Ignore me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Part of their plan is to not run into some of the problems that Washington ran into, which is running out of weed. They want to make sure they have a good supply so they can have a good grand opening.
That seems important, you know?
Which means that there's going to be people doing
outdoor
grows.
We don't want to run out of weed.
Yeah.
There's going to be people doing outdoor grows.
Really?
So they have to start planning those out now to make sure that they're ready by the end of the year.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I imagine that they would be able to get more for those.
Get our natural.
It's like,
only get organic, outdoor-grown cannabis in Oregon.
I mean, you pretty much have to charge more for it. You can turn over so much more pot out of a farm, a hydroponic farm.
Right.
So, you know, no doubt, and especially to Oregonians, I mean, you just put it in a wooden box, you know. You put it in a glass jar, put some of that fake straw around it, and you put it in a wooden box with a dovetail
with a brown label.
With a dovetail joint, a little sliding lid.
Yep.
And suddenly your eighth is going for $120, no problem.
Easy, even.
Yeah, and then tell them it was growing in dirt with people's shit.
See, we fished out the hipster joke.
Yep.
Hey,
that was great, dude.
There was a hipster joke in there.
Yep.
They should start doing, like, Martian grow ops with just shit in, like, a dome. Like on the Martian.
Nice.
You know?
That'd be sweet.
If I was trapped on Mars for 4 years, damn right one of those rows would be marijuana.
Oh, all day, dude.
I
thought that when I
potatoes.
Saw that movie, dude. I was like, where's the weed at? Are you serious? You're not going to try and grow Mars weed? Like,
okay, so
it's like $2,000 an eighth, dude. Easy.
Oh, my God, yeah. Imagine
You could flip that shit when smuggling. You got back to America. You could be like, listen, I got Mars weed.
Why?
Two grand in
why eight. Do you have, so, they come to rescue and they're like, why do you have so much luggage?
Doesn't matter. I'm
doesn't
here.
Doesn't matter and don't worry about it.
Thank you for getting
it.
Me.
You have a lot more bags than when you arrived on Mars.
And what is all this alien technology that we got? Like, right? Did somebody come visit
it's not
you?
Like he has to go through customs,
it doesn't
right?
matter.
They don't
yeah.
go through customs when they come back.
Ooh.
Talk about Mars?
Mars weed.
So what are these retail stores, when they open, going to be selling? Well,
artisanal marijuana. They're gonna,
yeah, in addition to the, you know, eighth in a glass jar and a dovetail jointed box, they're going to be able to sell pretty much anything that they sell at medicinal marijuana shops. I'm sorry, cannabis dispensaries.
Thank you.
Although... not
racist.
Not like this.
Can't escape.
Although, not exactly at the same dosage levels. I don't know.
Yep.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean bad news.
Right.
Who knows? They have to determine. They're going to put a limit on dosage, though. Which, I don't know that... has anybody actually in the... legalization in the U.S. has anybody put a limit on dosage and how much actual active ingredient you can put into something?
Apparently you've had too much.
Yes, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like more Bruce Willis. Aren't there regulations?
Isn't
there? Just been to the dentist.
Yeah.
Smoke.
Aren't there regulations on edibles in the Colorado?
Are you saying are you
aren't
asking?
There,
aren't
like,
there.
Haven't we talked about that on this very podcast?
Well, I know that they want to do a lot of regulations on the edibles as far as the packaging and everything. I believe you're right, though. I don't remember exactly. I regret to admit, but I believe there are some limitations. Well, Oregon doesn't have sales tax. I don't know if you knew that. It's like the only state in the union, I believe, that does not charge a state sales tax, which is why businesses like businesses that are in Washington in particular that border Oregon, a lot of them suffer from people going over state lines to buy stuff because they don't have to pay the sales tax on it.
Yeah.
They'll buy their washer and dryer over in Oregon. But they are going to have a 25% sales tax on recreational marijuana.
Ooh.
Which that's the highest I have ever heard. I think prior to that we've 15-17%, 22% was on the high end.
Right. But 25 is crazy.
Well, just because Oregon doesn't collect sales tax doesn't mean that they get by with less money than other states. They find other ways. They prefer not to charge
tax. Is there a toll every 50 feet in Oregon?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm no tax expert, certainly not in Oregon, but you know, I'm sure they're finding other ways to make up for it.
Or tax time is a bitch.
So it's not like you're paying less in taxes in general as an Oregon citizen. You're just not paying sales tax. You're probably paying more in income tax or whatever else tax.
Right.
And certainly taxes on things like marijuana. Cannabis.
Thank you.
I'm sure they probably have a higher tax on cigarettes and alcohol in Oregon. Again, I'm just pulling this out of my ass. I have no facts in front of me to back this up, but I would imagine so. That where else are they going to make up their money?
Our good friend Wild and Reckless Speculation.
That's right.
Yep.
So, speaking of examples of where marijuana is legal, we go to Colorado, where a new cannabis store is opening.
Hmm. All right.
Called The Smoking Gun.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and come on.
I don't like where this is. I do not like where this is going.
Already sounds bad.
Well, why? What's the big deal?
Because Colorado can be a little red statey.
Yeah.
Well,
if you get where I'm heading.
Well, let's start with this then. How about Rockwell did a version of the Taxman?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I found it.
Holy shit. I didn't even realize what we were listening to. This is badass. Okay, I'm sorry. In Colorado, they have a new place. It's currently under construction, but they've already got the building laid out. And the smoking gun, or smoking
Wait
gun,
for it.
There's no G.
Wait for it.
It's actually shaped like a gun.
Wait for it.
The building is.
Wait for it.
Well, I don't know what you're waiting for.
Yeah, that was what are you? Calm down.
The building is shaped like a gun. It's shaped like a big gun.
Are you saying like the outside, like the overall building size is a gun?
That's where the story
the front
ends.
Door?
Wow. Oh, okay. Because I was like,
I don't know what else you're looking for.
No, I was waiting for you to tell me some genius wanted to sell guns and marijuana under the same roof.
No.
Yeah, I thought that too.
No, it is merely a play on words.
Okay. We're not that stupid yet. We're still pretty stupid. We're not that stupid.
It is next to Shotgun Willie's, which is a strip club, I guess.
Oh, what it's... You've been to 8 Mile lately?
owned by the same...
Yeah, go down to 8 Mile.
Same people. So there's a theme going on there. So I'm surprised they don't. It seems like they really
coming
like...
soon, our gun store.
Yeah.
You could buy a gun to rob the strip club to go buy the marijuana. Oh.
Well... It's in. Jeez. This is in Glendale, and apparently, for whatever reason, that means that they can stay open till midnight.
Ooh.
Most places close at 7 p.m. in Colorado.
There were a few that were open later.
Well, the smoking gun in Glendale will be one of them.
Nice.
The building is shaped like a Mac-10. I guess we could actually go to Google Earth and see it.
It's the worst shape ever.
But, yeah. What's a Mac 10 look like?
It looks like two rectangles making love. Yeah, it's kind of like an Uzi.
It's kind of like an Uzi.
But more boxy.
Oh, okay.
That's Mac 10.
No, it's not shaped like Mac 10 the rapper.
No, it's not shaped like him.
Which would be cool.
With the gun barrel pointed at Colorado Boulevard.
Oh, damn.
Oh, making a political statement.
There's a reason for that.
It has pillars that look like big joints.
Oh, God.
Blunts, rather. And it has LED projectors that will be displaying scenes from Reefer Madness. With the legalization of cannabis, we've heard a lot of stories about people who are card-holding medicinal marijuana users coming in conflict with their employer, right? And,
yeah.
And very, very few of them are willing to give in to the idea of their employees using marijuana while on the job.
Willing to give in?
Really?
Or not willing to give in?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said willing.
I said many employers aren't willing to give in.
Oh, aren't. Oh,
are
okay.
Not.
Are not.
That don't know abbreviations.
No, I thought he said are. I did not hear the NT.
You want to take a guess of what type of business this might be?
Head shop? Dispensary?
No, come on.
Yeah.
Arts.
That's a given.
Yeah, something in the arts.
Arts. Music, painting.
No. We're talking industry.
Restaurant.
No.
Bartending?
Software.
No. Don't do that. That's a bad idea. I want stuff to work. Hey, not be half made. DIY.
It's just going to take them a little longer to type that code.
What does it matter? They're just more thorough. It'll increase productivity.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it, productivity.
The company's called Flow Hub. It's based in, surprise, Colorado. And it's a smaller business. It's only 18 employees, most of them millennials, like Kanye West. You know, he's a millennial.
Bro.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We're millennials, bro. Yeah. Who's this wheat you're talking about? It ain't you and me, Kanye.
Yes.
This is typing.
This is audio.
This is audio.
From their workplace.
From Flow Hub's office.
Yeah.
Yeah, pardon the noise. It's kind of our rush hour right now. Everyone's just had their Red Bull.
Hey, slow down.
Everyone's had their Red Bull. They're a little amped up. So
yeah.
They're free to bring in. They can't smoke in the building, of course, but they're free to bring in edibles, sodas, and juices and enjoy them at work.
Now, that's a fine line, though, because what if you're an alcoholic? Hey, can I bring in a beer and drink it while I work?
That's up to your employer.
So at Flow whatever, Flow Hub, Hub Flow.
Flow right.
But who
Hustle and Flow.
Let's admit, it is possible to be productive on marijuana.
No, I'm not saying.
Yeah, for
racist.
Sure.
And I'm not saying.
It's not possible, really, to to drink enough quantity of alcohol to actually enjoy it and still be productive.
But I'm just saying it's a fine line. Can the people who like the sauce be like, hey, boss man, he's eating a Metaball. Can I bring in a pint? You know,
there
like.
You go.
Well, it's, while it is illegal to do a lot of things on while drunk, it's not illegal to work drunk. That's just up to your employer.
Well, but how are these people getting home? These people getting all fucked up at work and then driving home?
All fucked up at work. Plus, it's a software company. They probably have a shuttle.
It's true.
Yeah, some of the employees use vaporizers.
That's what I'm saying. They're getting, you could argue they're getting all fucked up and then driving home from work.
It is, you know, that does bring up an interesting point, though, because what if somebody, I'm coming up with these questions. What if one of the FlowHub employees gets in an accident on the way home? Doesn't that leave their employer open to litigation for endorsing this sort of behavior?
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that I think that being high would necessarily cause a traffic accident. But I'm just saying, if they're in an accident, they find cannabis in some form, well, they're going to jump to conclusions, and then, you know, I think you got a lawsuit, potential lawsuit on your hands. Well, anyway.
Lawsuits are not fun.
unless you're a lawyer.
Captain Obvious.
There's some sports figures in marijuana news recently. Rob, do you know who Val Venus is?
Val Venus? No way.
Ooh.
Hello, ladies. Yeah. That's back from when I watched wrestling.
You got to play that for him.
What? Oh, it's theme?
Yeah, it's great.
Power trip of wrestling.
Hello, ladies.
That's him right there, buddy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was a male porn star.
Yeah, his gimmick was he was the male porn star wrestler.
Oh, really?
Oh, tons of really good, like, puns that he used to drop.
He probably got a lot of ass, so good for him.
Yeah.
Probably got a lot of top shelf.
I wonder if he's done a podcast. I'm going to have to find that out.
I know he's still around. Tell us about Val Venus.
Val Venus.
Like penis,
because
he's a porn star.
Right.
Boom.
Here's what he has to say on marijuana. Cannabis.
Racist.
Wait, what is this from? This is from, like, it's from a podcast that he did.
Oh!
Sean Morley? Oh, that's his name.
The Val Venus
Show. Sean Morley is Val Venus.
Yeah.
Ah!
Sounds like nasty cheese.
Val Venus? You want some of this Val Venus?
You gotta get the Val Venus when it's refrigerated. Otherwise, it gets warm. It's awful.
Yeah. Ooh. Val Venus.
Up until I was about 27, 20 years old, I was very much anti-marijuana. I was anti-drugs, period, at the time. I started noticing there were a lot of guys that I had wrestled with or had shared a locker room with at one point in time, or that I became really good friends with, that have ended up with their feet in the grave and eventually 6 feet under.
Are they buried standing up?
It seems to happen very slowly. You've got 3 months to live, so we're going to start burying your feet now. Just gradually let you sink into the grave.
Yeah.
If we time it right, it'll be perfect.
Jeez.
It seemed to happen over and over again. And one thing that I noticed was the fact that none of my friends, none of my colleagues that were using marijuana instead of taking pharmaceutical pills, that none of them were having any medical issues whatsoever. They were still in the gym training. They weren't waking up hungover, and they weren't dying at an accelerated rate by any means. Nobody died from marijuana, and in contrast, anybody that was utilizing pharmaceutical pain medication, anti-inflammatories, anti-anxiety medication, sleeping medications, and any kind of pharmaceutical drugs that I think are pushed down all athletes' throats, not just in the WWE, boy, does this guy take a breath ever? But all athletes' throats, you just recognize that it's like common sense. These people were falling off like flies being fumigated from a home.
It's still real to me.
I started to recognize these instances to be fact. People using marijuana were
Racist.
Staying alive. Staying alive. And not only alive, but we're staying healthy. And and people using a big pharmaceutical medications are dying at an accelerated rate. He goes on and on about it. You can... Let's see. Oh, also known as Captain Cannabis.
Yeah.
You gotta smoke cannabis, oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm freaking out.
What happened? Why'd it stop?
Because I freaked out.
Freaked out, stopped right on cue.
So I think this is actually on, this is off of WrestleZone. I think it's their podcast, actually. TMPTOW. Oh, that's the two-man power trip of wrestling is the name of the podcast. There you go.
I've heard of those guys.
Okay. Well, that's where you can find his interview, or their interview, I should say, with the Venus.
Ooh, the Venus.
And you can hear what he has to say for, like, I guess, like, probably 10 minutes, according to this.
Nice.
About marijuana. But there's another athlete that is pro cannabis.
Ricky Williams?
A local guy. I don't know.
Robina. That's funny to Robina.
Yeah.
What was it?
Guy was so pro cannabis. He quit football.
Ricky Williams.
Smoke pot the whole time.
Well, that dude had a brain that couldn't stop thinking.
So. How about Cliff Robinson? You know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Basketball player. Played for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, he also played for the Pistons from 2001 to 2003.
Yeah, Uncle Cliff. There
Big
we
shot.
Go. That's
Mr.
Uncle,
Big Shot.
There we go.
Right. Uncle Cliffy.
Uncle Cliff!
Is now Uncle Spliffy.
Oh, whoops. Wrong one.
Yeah. That was a shot clock.
Both could apply. Thumbs down on that nickname.
Both could apply.
I think I've always been an advocate for cannabis, Robinson told KOIN 6 News in Portland. It's calming. Calms my stomach. Calms my nerves a little bit. So from that standpoint, I see a lot of positives. When I did it, it was wrong. As far as violating the drug policy, NBA's drug policy.
What did he call it?
What? What did he call what?
Did he call it cannabis? Do I own one?
I think you... No, he said cannabis.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
This guy's black. He can't be racist.
So, well, I say, well, so
he's not going to use
so
the
just
racist
the music
term.
In this bit is racist.
Yes.
Very much so.
Not Uncle Cliffy.
Please. The Harlem Globetrotters are all black. Trobbers.
Wow.
Wait, didn't they have like one white guy on the team?
No.
The owner?
Yeah. No, he was the coach.
Ah.
All the teams he played, though, were all white.
Well, didn't they always play the Washington Generals?
Yeah, they're all white. Lost. They're all white. Look it up.
Get your shit together.
You know what?
Your shit. Put it in a backpack.
Can I just stay high?
You can stay high.
Stay high.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.